Good day, everyone. This is Daryl Archer, and welcome to the Natural Choice Network, a local platform and meeting place where sustainable living comes live. NaturalChoice.net and the Natural Choice Network web companion have many great ways for a conscious community to connect, to stay up to date on green resources, natural health, natural foods, and mind spirit. You can also stay connected right here with me the first and second Tuesdays at 12:30 on Alternative Talk 1150. Janice Churchill is our guest today of Healthy Biosolutions. She has a degree in teaching and has had the privilege of working with healthcare practitioners for the last 20 years. 8 of those years, she was the Northwest Regional Marketing Manager for Standard Process Whole Food Supplements, and supported several doctors, including Dick Versendahl, creator of contract reflex analysis, which is a form of like muscle testing at an organ level, and Frank Springob, creator of the morphogenic field technique, which is another form of muscle testing at the cellular level. Currently, she supports Dr. Carl Delstrup, chiropractor, who tests the body for the effects of EMF. Janice works out of the Bellevue Wellness Center. She started Healthy Biosolutions 3 years ago as a response to EMF gone wild. Welcome to the show again, Janice. Continuing our EMF conversation from last week, can you give a short recap of EMF electromagnetic fields and their harmful effects on humans and pets, Janice?
Sure. Thank you. Thank you for having me. EMF, again, media has deemed EMF as your electrical field, the magnetic field, dirty electricity, radio frequencies, and geopathic stress. And artificial frequencies don't spin. The spin is the key to unlocking self-healing. But what is the spin? The only language the body understands. Artificial EMF isolates us from the natural frequencies necessary for self-healing. Victor Schauberger said, comprehend and copy nature. Everything, including the earth, spins. The torus, the chi, chakras.
Wow, that's really interesting. Right now, it's like there are several quotes on your website from very well-known MDs. They're all talking about the artificial fields and how they cause abnormal reactions in all organisms, increasing that electro pollution that sets in motion irreversible changes leading possibly to our extinction. That's Bob Becker, MD, The Body Electric. I remember that book. We'll be back in a moment after these short messages, so please stay tuned.
The American Cancer Society estimates that 1 in 8 women will be diagnosed with invasive breast cancer. Knowledge is powerful and early detection is key. Thermography provides the earliest sign that a breast cancer is forming years before other procedures. It's 100% safe, no radiation, no body contact. Thermography is an essential addition to any woman's health care, now recommended to start at age 20. Ladies, we don't have to wait until we are told we have breast cancer. Early detection and intervention is possible. Call Body Life Imaging about this life-saving technology. 425-440-0404 or go to naturalchoice.net and keyword search Body Life, one word.
Confused about all your supplement choices? The highly trained staff at GNC Factoria can help you select the right products. Whether you're looking for solutions to weight loss, muscle gain, sleep issues, stress relief, or other conditions, we're here to help you improve your health and quality of life. As part of the biggest and most established national retail chain, GNC Factoria offers competitive pricing. Besides helping our customers, we also believe in giving back to the community. Support your health. Support your community. Give GNC Factoria Mall a call at 425-401-9066 or go to naturalchoice.net, keyword search GNC.
Do you want to feel free and at peace from past hurt and trauma? Do you want to feel happy and satisfied with your relationships? Let Optimal Life Wellness Center help you gain more energy, motivation, and happiness in your life. Be inspired and empowered. Actualize your most authentic self. Call Optimal Life Wellness Center at 425-646-2778 or go to naturalchoice.net. Keyword search, Optimal Life.
Find out the latest about your favorite shows on Alternative Talk 1150. Check out 1150kknw.com.
Hi, this is Ivan Gorney.
And I'm Britt Urquiza from Eastside Community School. And you're listening to the Natural Choice Network on Alternative Talk 1150 AM.
Thank you. We're back with Dennis Churchill talking about the electrified field. Wow, this is really amazing stuff. And there was another, right before the break, another quote that studies show the very damaging effects of EMF field diseases such as cancer, leukemia, Alzheimer's, heart disease, and others. Even in childhood development issues and hormone malfunction, and that's from Dr. Fisher, author of The Invisible Threat, the risks associated with EMF, really is coming to light, isn't it, about the dangers of EMF. And I'd like you to tell our listeners about, I came across the mold experiment. You have like a video on your website. Too bad that our listeners can't see it, but I encourage them to go look at it. Could you tell us more about that mold experiment on the spores?
Sure. Dr. Dietrich Klinghart, who is a medical doctor here in Woodinville, he was the first to link, to link the growth of mold to EMF. So he found that our home environment was synergistic for growing mold by 600 times.
Wow.
Yeah. So what he also linked it was an increase in Lyme's disease. He found this in more of the autistic children. Their increase to the mother's increase to exposure of the EMF. He believes that the children ended up with neurodevelopment problems. And he explained that a lot of the women had Lyme's disease had a higher risk of having children with neurodevelopmental problems. It is my belief that the Lyme's disease, So he did the mold experiment. I wanted to see if this was true, if mold was synergistic for growing in the home. So you can go onto my website, Healthy Bio Solutions, and under EMF, you can see that I did my own mold growing experiment where we took a petri dish, we placed it in a closet for 7 days, we grew mold, and then we placed an energy device in the room, placed a new petri dish, closed the door, and grew mold for 7 days, and we grew three dots of mold instead of covering the entire dish. Then we took the petri dish out, put another petri dish in, turned off the device, and we placed a computer in the bedroom along with the petri dish. And after 7 days, we grew multicolored mold. And it was definitely 600 times percent of mold growth with devices on in the home. So I was very amazed that it did work.
Wow, that's amazing.
But back to, you know, Dr. Klinghart, very well renowned in this area, working with EMFs and the people from building biology on the different EMFs. But I think the medical community maybe, this is my belief, that the increase in Lyme disease that's being diagnosed by the medical professionals, maybe because the EMF and Lyme's disease have the same imbalances. So, you know, the severe headache, the neck stiffness, the rashes, arthritis, joint pain, swelling. A lot of these are the same, you know, heart palpitations, irregular heartbeat, inflammation on the brain, numbness, tingling in the hands and feet. All of those are the same imbalances that EMFs cause. So I feel that the rise in Lyme disease that's being diagnosed is actually EMF.
Well, that's fascinating. Well, you and others, I mean, you're not alone about talking about, you know, that exposure to EMF and molds and the growth and that. One of the things that my research showed up was that when they had this project to go into Chernobyl, and they sent in a robot, and it came back with only samples of this really black, melanin-rich fungi growing. It's like, oh, my gosh. EMF on steroids with radioactivity. It was just, there's just so much that we don't know, but people like you are educating us as to what we need. So what would a typical visit look like, or not, what would it look like? You go in, you're going to go to the meters. How long is that visit?
My visits are 2 to 3 hours. My goal is actually to get you a strong life force energy field while you're in your home and your vehicle. So I'm not here to take away your personal devices, your kitchen gadgets, or office equipment, or, you know, any of that. I'm here to see what is disturbing your energy field and seeing how we can create some mitigation solutions to take care of it. So I usually start in the bedroom because we want the bedroom to be a sanctuary for rest, rejuvenation, and reset. You know, if our body doesn't reset every night, if we don't get to the realm state and reset, we wake up in the morning with inflammation, torqued body, because we're not resting. Again, because we're also absorbing all of the voltage while we sleep. So I start in the bedroom and try to make it a sanctuary and release the room of EMF. And I will tell people to get rid of the electronics in the bedroom. That is a must.
So that's like clocks, radios, alarms, all that stuff?
Yeah, all of it creates a magnetic field and radiation. You know, a lot of people sleep, you know, with their computers in their bedroom. All electronics out of the bedroom. I use the voltage assessment meter and check them for voltage in the bedroom. And I'll also check with, I use dowsing rods for any geopathic stress, because even a ley line or a curry line can go through a home, and those are the earth meridians. You know, everybody knows the earth has meridians. We have meridians. We're connected to the earth. And some of those are harmful to us and can cause insomnia and different imbalances in the body. So I will check the home for those. But I'll go through each room, the kitchen, living room, bedroom, and I will look with my meters for, you know, measuring all the EMFs for the electrical wires that are hidden in the ceilings, walls, and floors, power strips, power lines, extension cords, anything that's coming in from the windows. If you've got a cell tower within 2 mile radius, if it's pointed towards your home, you've got EMFs coming into your home. Then I move out to the garage to your car, because a lot of people have electric cars nowadays, and people forget that we are electrical, that the voltage has a role in the body. You know, our muscles are rechargeable battery packs, and it's the largest battery pack, meaning it emits electrons. That's why exercise is so important. The fascia is a semiconductor around our muscles and serves as a body wiring, the body's wiring. And right. Then every organ has its own battery pack. Our cells and membranes are capacitors, you know, and then we have the mitochondria, which is, we have a rechargeable battery system, charge and discharge.
We have all this stuff going on, and I read that you can also use some plants to help diffuse some of the effects of the electromagnetic field. Can you give us some idea of what some of those are so that people could, you know, have some of the plants, or what we can do, like if our pets are laying on our feet? What can we do? You said the shugonite from last time, and you might want to reiterate for some of our listeners who didn't catch last week's show about the curtains and shogunate and some plants. Talk some more about the plants that, you know, people can have in their homes to help.
Sure, there are 10 plants, and I have them listed on my website. But, you know, the spider plant, the cactus, aloe vera is, you know, great. Of course, my mind's going blank right now. So plants are great to be put around the house because they help with the absorption of the EMS. Again, there is 10 plants that we've found. Cactus was very interesting. The aloe vera works wonderful. Spider plant. And then because, you know, like I mentioned before about shungite, so there are shungite nuggets that you can put in your fur baby's water bowl, and you can also put them in their bed where they pad, where they lay. Or, you know, there's jewelry and necklaces and bracelets that you can wear. So when you're out in the elements or on your treadmill, you're protected more from the EMS and you have an energy field. Again, my goal is to spin off the positive ions that are coming up to us, the frequency that our body doesn't understand. I'm looking at spinning off that energy.
That keeps the stuff away from our bodies. And then last week we covered some of the symptoms that, you know, people and pets are, you know, coming down with. Could you go over that again just as a refresher?
Oh, sure. So some of the common symptoms of too much EMF are fatigue, trouble sleeping, tendonitis, brain fog, chest pain, and then a lot of skin reactions. And, of course, pets are now showing up with more cancers and tumors. And, of course, the trees are dying next to the cell towers. You can definitely see that.
Okay. I like your ideas about, you know, like jewelry for pets and putting the shogunite in their water and their bed. Is there anything else that we can do? You know, we've got plants and we've got the curtains and shogunite. Is there anything else that comes to mind that people could be proactive in doing, like helping reverse that spin?
Yes, there's a lot of controversy around the Himalayan salt lamps, but I believe that, and I've tested them, about their releasing of the negative ions into a room. Because of our devices emit all positive ions, our computers, you know, our TVs and all of our electronics emitting those positive ions, a Himalayan salt lamp will mitigate and put out and balance out the positive and negative ions. It also, the salt is released when they're warmed up, the salt is released, and it actually takes care of the bacteria in the air. So Himalayan salt lamps, we have three of them in the clinic, large ones in the clinic. They just work wonderful for, you know, the lamps that we turn on that we're sitting right next to while we're reading a book, put out a lot of positive ions. So it's nice to have the Himalayan salt lamp there to put out negative ions that our body needs.
Oh, I feel really good. I have a color-changing salt lamp that plugs into my USB port on my computer. We'll be back with some closing thoughts from Janice as soon as we return after these short messages.
You're looking for reliable natural care. The internationally recognized Tahoma Clinic and Dispensary may be just what you're looking for. Dr. Wright, the clinic's medical director, is a well-respected leader in the field of alternative medicine and bioidentical hormone replacement therapy. The clinic emphasizes a science-based approach. Many of its treatment protocols are based on its knowledge base of over 40,000 published articles in its library. To find out more about Tahoma Clinic and its three locations, call 425-264-0059 or go to naturalchoice.net. Keyword search, Tahoma.
Distillation, filtration, deionization. Having trouble understanding water? You're not alone. Custom Pure can answer your questions and help you select your solutions and equipment. Custom Pure offers water purification solutions for residential, commercial, workplace, and self-serve systems. From drinking water filters to shower filters, from bottled water to bottomless water coolers, Custom Pure has a solution for you. Call 206-363-0039 today to learn about your water options, or go to naturalchoice.net, keyword search Custom Pure. Your water cooler will never be the same.
Yurts have been used as shelters by Central Asian nomads for centuries. While most of us no longer move around looking for greener pastures, we can still be nomads at heart. Nowadays, yurts have been upgraded with modern amenities, yet they retain their connectedness with nature and the notion of a simpler, more sustainable way of life. Be at home in nature. From seaside getaways to mountain retreats, the Pacific Yurt goes where you want to be. To find out more about yurts that fit your needs, call 800-944-0240 or go to naturalchoice.net, keyword search Pacific Yurts.
Talk radio with a purpose. Alternative Talk 1150.
This is Jun Shimizu with AIM Center for Natural Healing, and you are listening to the Natural Choice Network on Alternative Talk 1150.
I'm back with Janice Churchill, the electrified world. And Janice, it's been a fascinating time talking with you last week and this week. I learned so much. What would you like to leave our listeners with today? I mean, last week it was hope, and you've given us some other things. Is there something else that you would like us to know about EMFs and how to protect ourselves, being that this is the solution week?
I just, again, learn more about them and what it's doing to the next generation, because our children are sitting with their phones and their Game Boys all day in their hands and literally destroying their energy field and allowing in for disease and more problems as they grow. So, again, it's learning about the effects, the long term. It may be fine today, but what is that child going to be like in 5 years? And this is our future children. Deidre Davis talks about 1 in 6 couples cannot conceive anymore. We have over 700,000 brain tumors since 2012, and we had 86,000 brain tumors last year alone. We also had 600,000 gallbladders removed last year, and EMFs are a bully to our toxin system. Our liver gallbladder area suppresses it. So again, it's like learn about the effects and what it really does to our body of having that computer or having that laptop in your lap or in your personal space.
Okay, well, that's great information, and I like the things that you gave us to help protect ourselves and our pets. Even our cars, what can we do? Can we put, like, Suganite in our cars, or what would we do, like, in our cars to help protect,
yeah,
as you say, to take the spin off?
Well, so for the cars, I've developed my own form of Elite Shungite and Organite generator. And these generators go with the synergistic of our energy field. And I muscle test them to see where you need them in your car, next to your navigation system, on your dashboard. I mean, I metered a car, tested a, I'm going to say it, Subaru Outback, the newest model, the Sport, and the cockpit was over, 2.4 gigahertz, 2.4 billion, the radiation coming off of all of that. And people should be aware that, the Air Force is now looking into the fighter pilots that are dropping like flies in their 50s from aggressive cancer being in these cockpits. So when you're thinking you're in your car and you've got all these electronics around you, and think about the first responders as well, our police and fire who have computers and headsets and their radar gun, you know, all of this electronics wears on the body and puts stress on the body. And our first responders are under enough stress already. So I created these generators to spin the electricity, spin the EMF away from the body so that they have an energy field. So I do muscle test you in your car and show you how much stronger you can be. So, again, there is solutions for some things, but I don't recommend
right, and I like it, that there are solutions. And so how can people find you, Janet?
So I can be found at healthybiosolutions.com.
Okay.
I can be found on Facebook and YouTube as well.
All righty. And any articles you have will be posted shortly. You can also keyword search Janet Churchill or Healthy Bio Solutions on naturalchoice.net to find her contact information along with an archive of today's show. You also find hundreds of other great resources and valuable information to help you make the best choices for you, your family, and your community. So be sure to check it out. Thank you again for joining me today, Joyce. And we will implement a lot of what you've suggested. And a big thanks to our listeners for choosing to join us, too. As you know, our choices create our experiences, and collectively our experiences create our community. So online, on print, or on air, thank you for making the natural choice.